Total Clown Show, CNN buries Devin Archer, Hunter Biden revelations. By Joel B. Polak on August 1, 2023. CNN buried the story Tuesday of Devin Archer's explosive testimony at the House Oversight Committee the day before, which implicated President Joe Biden and his son Hunter's influence peddling schemes and suggested the president lied to the country. Archer testified, among other things, that Hunter Biden had put his father on a speakerphone to talk to his business associates at least 20 times, contradicting repeated claims by the president that he had never spoken to his family about their business affairs. He also confirmed that Hunter Biden made money from business deals in China, debunking another one of his father's denials. And he said that Hunter Biden's role on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma had been to help pressure his father, who was then the vice president, to stop the Ukrainian prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, from investigating it, confirming an accusation by President Donald Trump in 2019 that Democrats vehemently denied as they tried to impeach Trump and remove him from office. Archer's explosive testimony, however, did not even make CNN's top five stories on Tuesday morning, which led with poll numbers that have Democrats worried Trump could defeat Biden in 2024, but included a story about a recall of a popular pickup truck. CNN's homepage also buried the news, leading with a story about Trump's legal woes. The page did not mention Devin Archer, and the only two mentions of Hunter Biden were an opinion article about last week's aborted plea bargain, in the context of the charges facing Trump, and a news article citing a source who claimed that Archer's testimony suggested that Hunter Biden had sold the illusion of access to his father, but not actual access to his father, a Democrat claim that was mocked on social media. CNN's attempt to bury what is perhaps the most important story in American politics, evidence of real bribery involving the president, was mocked as a total clown show. Observers noted that other news outlets had also hidden the news about Archer's testimony. The New York Times was mocked for claiming Biden's lies about talking with his son's business associates were widely known, in an article whose headline repeated a Democrat talking point from former impeachment attorney Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, who had been in the closed-door hearing. Biden spoke with son's associates, but not about business, former partner says. Biden, who is on vacation in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, mocked the idea that he could be impeached over the emerging allegations last week, suggesting that Republicans were only considering it because inflation had subsided in recent months. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.